We're talking transportation on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host, joined in studio by Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director Darren Grossi. Darren, during the first segment, we talked a lot about some of the bigger projects, plans for the Peaceful Oak Interchange, also Yosemite Junction, that project going on down in that area. I also have heard some rumblings recently about some plans for the Groveland area. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, it's quite some time ago, we were getting concerns voiced by the merchants in the Groveland area about pedestrian safety, and we were able to get Caltrans engineers out there. They had a team of engineers come out, and they met with us as well as some of the local representatives, and they've made some improvements out there. They did a repaving job, which also moved some of the striping around and some of the parking areas, and it provided some shoulders for pedestrians. But one of the things that was going to be a little bit a longer term that should come to fruition this fall is some sidewalk improvements with ADA ramps, relocation of crosswalks on 120 in the downtown area, consistent with promises that were made a few years ago, as well as speed interactive signs on each side of town to kind of get people slowing down a bit. We did apply for a active transportation program grant with Caltrans in the county, but we were unsuccessful in that regard. That would have provided some walkways, better walkways up Freddy Road and out to the high school.
How about the Pedro Y near the Columbia area? What's being looked at for that region?
Well, as many people know, we had a little bit of an accident history on Parrots Ferry Road at Union Hill, which helped justify some federal safety grant funds that the county went after. They've been successful in getting that project through the process, and I understand they're collecting bids or reviewing bids as we speak.
Vision Sonora is something we've talked about a lot on past shows with you and members of the city council as well. When it comes to Vision Sonora, are there some active projects that you're working on closely?
Yeah, the city's taking the lead on both of the projects that we have at this point in time. There's the one up at Reg Church that's meant to improve pedestrian safety in that area. Tim Miller and Rochelle Kellogg are working with the consultant team to address concerns of the public as well as the city council. Hopefully, at the end of that process, there'll be a project that's supported by both the community and the city council and gets delivered for some of those safety improvements. The second project is a bus stop improvement project out on Stockton Road, Highway 49, adjacent to the Roadway Inn. And that is a bus stop that will not only serve our local transit, which, of course, provides kind of a safety net to a lot of the lower-income folks in the community, dial ride that is for disabled folks, but it'll also be a hub for Yarts buses so that people can stay at the Sonora Inn or other hotels in the area and then use Yarts to go into Yosemite. Dodge Ridge Ski Bus in the wintertime when the snow is good is very popular as well. We'll serve that location. You can always get your discount tickets at Save Mart there. And then we have also the Adventure Trolley that connects up Railtown 1897, Jamestown, Sonora, and Columbia. It's a free service sponsored by the Visitors Bureau. And then finally, we have a bus service up to Pinecrest in the summertime. All of those services will access that bus stop and provide kind of a hub location for people to get on those services.
The Adventure Trolley and the new one up to Pinecrest, are you getting a few people to ride those every weekend?
Yeah, we had a pretty good size amount of people going up during the 4th of July holiday. We also do kind of a circulator bus through the Strawberry Pinecrest Basin once we're up there so that it alleviates the need for people to leave their campsites with a car and park up near the lake. Instead, they can just hop on our bus and get to the lake without clogging things up around the lake. And so it's a little bit of a parking relief tool as well. I understand about 70 people rode it last weekend. That's a pretty good number for that service. We would like to see that do much better. The Adventure Trolley seems to have a fairly steady ridership on it as well, and it's heavily promoted by the Visitors Bureau. That's one of the keys for us on these kind of what I'll call premium services that's geared more towards the tourist or the choice rider. That we have good partners that promote our service. We do our best to get the word out, but those partners really extend our reach in marketing, and that's very, very important. Dodge Ridge has done that for us on the ski bus, and it does excellent with their help.
Besides those special runs, what have you been noticing when it comes to ridership with transit? Is it staying going up, going down, staying relatively the same?
Well, it's kind of been flat, honestly. We did have a high back around 2007. Our ridership was about 25% higher when those gas prices that we were seeing were, in excess of $4 a gallon. If you had a diesel pickup, it was even much higher than that, pushing $5 an hour, a gallon at that time. And so our ridership was very high, had a lot of choice riders who chose not to drive their car but to ride our bus. Since that time, it's kind of fallen back to more of the transit-dependent folks on our core ridership. I always look at transit as kind of part of our social safety net for people that are lower income, that can't afford to drive, or maybe have disabilities or just aging to the point they can't drive anymore. And then we did do one thing that's very helpful, I think. We worked with Columbia College. They now subsidize public transit in Tuolumne County, riders from the college can ride all of our services, all of our regular services, I should say. And we have expanded our Wi-Fi on all the buses. We had Wi-Fi at our transit center. Now we have them on our buses, so the students can also, do a little homework on their commute back and forth. So we're constantly trying to change things up a little bit and address the public's needs. We also now have a program that we've expanded for those people that are maybe veterans going down to the valley for specialized medical care, or people that are maybe old enough that they can't, they're really late in life and they need assistance. We do a mileage reimbursement for some of those people on a specialized basis. So we kind of are looking at some alternative transportation forms as well to address the public's needs. Traditional transit still works, but we'll see where it goes with the future with Uber and Lyft and all these different things. We're updating our short-range transit plan and our coordinated plan, and we're going to be looking at alternative forms of transportation to be most cost-effective.
You know, when it comes to transportation projects that we were talking about earlier, you gave a number of them. Are there some other smaller, lower-profile projects as well that you're keeping a close eye on?
Well, I think I mentioned earlier how responsive the district of Caltrans has become. One of the things we've asked for, and we've asked in the past and didn't quite get the responses that we were hoping for, but more recently we've requested them to look at and do a safety investigation for left turn pockets at Bell Mooney and Hearst Ranch Road. We have seen a rise in the number of accidents out there, particularly at Bell Mooney. And they are looking at perhaps doing some left turn pockets out there. Credit the county. They maintain a GIS-based accident records management system that we use to identify high accident locations and channel funding to the needs in those areas, be it a county road or this state highway. The Caltrans does appreciate the maps that we put together to help them understand where the greatest needs are in Tuolumne County.
You know, with the downtown Sonora area, there's been talked about the north-south connector for many years. Is that something that's still in the works?
It is still in the works, and it's still a high priority in our regional transportation plan. We did receive funding from the state to do what we call complete street corridor and congested corridor plan for Highway 49. They'll include everything from west of Jamestown, actually Chicken Ranch Road, through Jamestown, through Sonora, all the way to the Pedro Y. And it's going to really create a master plan for that roadway to address congestion. It'll look at alternative routes both west of Sonora as well as east of Sonora. We will be having public input on that document here in the fall, working with the Board of Supervisors and the City Council, as well as some public outreach meetings. So we'll get the public's input. A project like the North-South Connector is very complex. It'll take cooperation from both the city and the county, and when they're ready to move forward with that project, we'll certainly facilitate that.
Need to take one more break. Talking with Darren Grossi, Tuolumne County Transportation Council Executive Director, on this weekend's Mother Lode Views. Our final segment of Mother Lode Views, brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small, is coming up in just a minute.